Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains closed in the green for corn, beans, and wheat futures. December Kansas City wheat was the strongest grain on the board, up 14 cents at $6.06. In July of 2015, up 10.5 cents at 593.5. These are levels that we haven't seen since the middle of September, so they're very welcome to the bull camp. The 50-day moving average is at 603 in July 15, and the market's at 592. So most people think that we'll revisit $6 at some point in the near future for next summer's wheat crop. Now beans were up 15 cents at 967.5. In November and December, corn up 5 cents at 352.5. Now, there's not a lot of fundamental reasons why we're seeing this strength in the grain futures. It seems like it's more of a play on the charts as the market has sold off since the beginning of July or so across the board, and we sold off pretty hard for about 4 months, and so we're just retracing some of that sell-off. Still below all the moving averages for corn and beans. And then you add in what's going on the outside markets. Dow Jones has been on a slide, about 1,200 points off of the highs. And then the U.S. dollar down 18 today is also helping grain.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol production this week down from last week to 6.195 million barrels. Stocks also slightly lower. And profit margins have just decreased to the lowest in several years. And we're almost back to break even using Iowa prices. Exports will be tomorrow morning. For corn, we're looking for a really wide range, anywhere from 800 to 2 million, mainly depending on the Mexico export number, if that's going to be recognized. And then for wheat, 350 to 550. And then for soybeans, 700,000 to 1 million metric tons expected there on that export report. Some talk in the outside markets that one of the Fed presidents said that they don't see any foreseeable future in the change in QE, and they'll keep moving money into the financial markets. And that caused some of the rally today, and that helped lift things more in the grains or more in the stocks than the grain futures. Now tomorrow morning there's another private estimate coming out. Most people are expecting that corn production and bean production will both be higher. 50 bushels for the soybeans, 50 bushels per acre for beans, somewhere around 180 bushels for corn. That crop just keeps getting bigger, but we have about 3 weeks till another USDA report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle closing up 282 at 165.30, February up 255 at 164.10. November feeder cattle up $3 at 237.15, January up $3 at 231.12. December lean hogs down 160 at 90.32, February down 275 at 86.45. December Kansas City wheat up 13 at 6.05, March up 11.5 at 6.04 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat up 11 at 5.17, March up 10 and 3 quarters at 5.28 and 3 quarters. December corn 4 and 3 quarters higher at 3.52 and a quarter, March up 4 and 3 quarters at 3.65 and a quarter. November soybeans 14 higher at 966 and a half. January up 13 and a quarter at 974 and a quarter. December cotton down 15 at 63.56. March down 6 at 61.71. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.